Pokrovsk is on fire again. The fiercest battles of this winter erupt as Russian forces use brutal winter as a weapon. Ukraine, on the other hand, claims to have hit two Russian Shadow Fleet oil tankers with naval drones in the Black Sea. This is Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is set for high-stakes talks with Putin on Tuesday.
Both the drones and the guided bomb are hitting. We are trying to work, but it is harder for artillery now than before.
The main problem is getting in and out of position to deliver ammunition and rotate personnel so that everyone arrives safely. This is the main problem now. Once we arrive at the position, it is calmer here.
Joining us live from Sterling, Virginia, is retired Lieutenant Colonel Daniel L. Davis. He's a military expert and host of Daniel Davis Deep Dive on YouTube. Colonel Davis, it's good to see you and welcome. Do you think a settlement or end of the Russia-Ukraine war is imminent given the flurry of discussions that have been taking place?
No, I would say that given the conversations that are happening on really between the United States and Ukraine, the Ukraine and Europe, and Russia and the United States, I would say that we're not close at all to, at least to a diplomatic end. But I think that we are closing in on the end game militarily, because Russia, and in fact, Putin himself expressly said that just days ago, that either we will attain our objectives on the battle or at the negotiating table, or we will attain them on the battlefield. And it really looks like they are pressing home their advantage all across the front line. You're talking about Pokrovsk and a lot of things that have been happening there, but that's just one of many from the south in Zaporizhia all the way up to Kharkiv area up in the north in Volchansk, which is now effectively also fallen. So there's no evidence that the Ukraine side is willing to acknowledge these military realities and therefore accept an ugly negotiated settlement, as I call it. But they are still holding out for something better. And the problem is they don't have the leverage to do so. They cannot compel Russia to attain their objectives, whereas Russia does have the power and the ability to compel compliance on its form. And if there is no negotiated settlement, the only thing left is continued military occupation and conquering from the east to the west.
Colonel Davis, the issue of concessions has emerged again. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas has warned that talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff risk ramping up pressure on Ukraine to make concessions. Your reaction?
Yeah, I think that that's just, I just got to call it what it is. It's a bizarre statement to make and a position to hold. They're not, quote, ramping up pressure on Ukraine. It's already there, and it is on a daily effect. You just listed some of the details and some of the strikes in Pokrovsk area, that a third of those are in the Pokrovsk area all along the front line. So the other two-thirds are elsewhere. There is nonstop pressure already on Ukraine. The physical evidence, and not just the daily tally of how far the Russians have gone, but how many troops the Russians have, how few troops the Ukrainians have, and the pipeline itself is like a soda straw where it's like a huge pipe on the Russian side. All those factors go together to say there is no rational position to try and extract any submissions from the Russian side. They don't exist because you don't have the leverage. And like I said, the Russians do. So if you keep holding out for hoping to compel compliance on the Russian side, all you're going to do is get more Ukrainians killed, and you're going to continue this Western move of the front line and the death of their armed forces. That's the reality.
Colonel Davis, it's good to see you. We'll have to end this discussion there. Thank you for talking to us today.
It was my pleasure.